Hello and welcome to Loving Yourself Completely. I hope you are all having a wonderful day. And today, this episode is for anybody who is having a panic attack right now, today, and you're looking for something to help you. I get so many questions of what do I do when I'm having a panic attack in that moment. And honestly, everybody is different, but I know what worked for me may not work for other people. So what I'm asking you to do is I want you to place your hand on your belly button. I want you to take a deep breath in for 4 seconds, and then I want you to breathe out for 4 seconds. This is called box breathing. I want you to repeat this until you feel your heart rate starting to calm. You are not going to be able to get through this in a calm mind, let alone you're having anxiety, so it's hard to have a calm mind, but you're not going to be able to if your heart rate is out of control and your adrenaline is on 1,000. It's not possible to calm your body down while that is happening in there. So I want you to focus on that until you feel that heart rate slowing down. And all those thoughts that you feel like you have 30 browser tabs opened, music's coming from somewhere and the screen's frozen in a couple. You know, I always see that's what people's minds are like, and I can relate to that. And when you're trying to get through, you know, these intrusive thoughts and these feelings of doom and wanting to die, and just remember and keep repeating to yourself, I have gotten through anxiety attacks every single time. You are good enough. You are so incredibly strong. Some people think people with anxiety are weak. Mm-mm-mm. We are stronger because we have to fight every single day to find the good. It doesn't just come out of nowhere for us. We have to fight for it. We are stronger than somebody without anxiety. So remember that strength. Picture yourself as a strong individual. I used to picture myself like in the fetal position in a corner crying. And that's not how we are. We are strong. We are climbing mountains. Another thing that may help you that I know helps me is I light a candle. And I know it's kind of hard to think of these things while anxiety is happening. You think nothing will help. Nothing's going to fix this. This is consuming my day now. It does not have to. You could have an anxiety attack at 10 a.m. and be out dancing in the streets by 2 p.m. loving your life. Light a candle. Focus on that breathing with your hand on your belly. Control your heart rate. Repeat something to yourself that helps you. Do not let this consume you. I love telling my anxiety, no, I can feel you, but this is not happening today. I won't allow you to ruin my day. I'm going to get through this, and I'm going to enjoy my Friday or Saturday or whatever. You have gotten through this before. You are okay. Keep those thoughts and push them aside. Now, when I tell you to focus on your meditation center, a lot of people can't find it. Even for me, when I was having anxiety, when I would try to picture my meditation, it was like I was looking at it from so far away. Like I couldn't get to it. Like I could picture what it was supposed to be, but I couldn't get close enough because my mind, there was too many things in front of it. I couldn't get through those things. I want you to pull it closer. I want you to close your eyes and pull your meditation state close. Put a bubble around it. It's still the same thing. The other night I had added something to my meditation. It was funny because I was like, I need a little more, you know, than just the leaves and laying, and I need to go further. So I added a ladder to one of the trees and I put like a hammock up there, and then my mind got away from me. I was like, well, how would I get to the hammock? And what if the hammock flipped over? And how high is it? Is it too high? Is it going to make me nervous because I'm scared of heights? And then I had to catch myself. I went, no, this is my mind. This isn't my anxiety's thoughts. These are my thoughts. I am in control. The hammock is wherever I want it to be. I will never fall because it's mine. I created this. I won't fall. It's sturdy as can be. Everything in your meditation space is what you create. It can be real. It can be not real. It can be not climate friendly. It can be very, you know, even if you live somewhere that's always warm, if your peaceful place is when you experience the snow one time, that can be yours. It doesn't have to be logical all the time. It doesn't have to be logical at all. If you want to pretend you're living on the moon, that's okay. Whatever takes your mind to a place of absolute calm, keep breathing. You've gotten through this hundreds of times. And if you are new to anxiety, I know a lot of my listeners didn't develop anxiety until COVID. People deal with anxiety for a long time. It doesn't have to be a long time if you continue to recover every day. Just because you're having this attack doesn't mean this is a setback. Doesn't mean you're failing at your recovery. If anything, it means the anxiety is clinging on so tight to you because you're trying to push it away. A lot of people who get basically over anxiety, they ask, is it normal that I check to see if it's still there, that I think about my triggers? That is normal, but try not to do that. Try not to take yourself back to that place, because the moment you do, whether you feel it or not, that in your body, your brain sends a signal to it that this used to make you panic. Can I find something else? Can I come up with a new thought? Can I come up with something else that she's going to freak out about, or he? So try not to test it. I know a lot of people try to test it when it's gone and say, I wonder if it's still lurking around. Anxiety will always be in us, but we can control this. We can get through this. We do not have to be friends with it. It's just a neighbor. You say hi, you're cordial, I see you. But you keep going. Breathe in 4 and out 4. When you breathe out, I want you to feel as though you're emptying your entire body. Any negativity, I want you to picture it breathing right out. Open a window if you have to. Make sure it gets out of there. And know that you can do this. Think of all the thoughts that calm you. All the things in your life that you wrote down. Go get your journal if you've been keeping one. Read those. As silly as it sounds, a smile releases serotonin. I don't know if you notice, but sometimes you can be having a terrible day and you run into an old friend, or you have to kind of fake it for work. And it turns your day around because you have to smile and be friendly. Sometimes I just smile. I look ridiculous probably because sometimes I do it when I'm driving and I'm just sitting there smiling and I don't always feel it behind my eyes. You know, when you're a genuine smile, you feel it in your eyes. I don't always feel it in my eyes, but I know that while I'm smiling and faking it, your brain, you can trick it. You can trick your brain into believing what you are doing. I've said this many times before, your brain doesn't know the difference. That's why anxiety can take over. That's why it can happen. Because people who have anxiety about things they can't control or things that might happen, your body thinks it happened. Your brain told your body, this happened. How do I protect us? How do I keep us safe? That's what anxiety is. It thinks it's keeping us safe by upping our adrenaline. It thinks, oh, I better wrap my arms around you and consume you because we're going to do everything in our power to make this not happen. So I need you on high alert. And when we have nothing to put that adrenaline into, when we're just sitting on our couch and it spikes, that's why we panic. We're not doing anything. I don't need this adrenaline. I'm not darting through the woods from a killer, you know? I don't need this. Your brain is easily manipulated So if you do the opposite of what anxiety does and you say, I am so happy, and you smile, and it's going to take a while, and it's going to take a lot of practice. I have driven all the way to work a good 25 minutes smiling, just smiling, so I could boost it a little bit and go, I am okay. I am happy. Keep breathing. You are getting through this. They don't last that long. And if they do last, mine would sometimes last all day, but certain ones, I just had to get through about 30 minutes. You can make them shorter and shorter. Mine lasted all day because I wasn't being productive and getting rid of them. I was letting it consume my day. I would go, oh, having an attack, I guess I'm going to be on the couch the rest of the day. Oh, having an attack, I guess I'm not getting dressed today. I would let it consume me. I wouldn't fight. And there's so many people who say, I don't have the energy to fight. You find it. Find that energy. You find it like you're fighting for the love of your life, for yourself, for your child. You fight. And I know people say, I'm tired of fighting. I said it. I said it so much. I'm tired of fighting. I can't imagine doing this for the rest of my life. That is your anxiety. It's making you tired. It's doing this to you. You can get through this. You have won 100% of your days. Stay calm. Read your journal. Light a candle. Create your meditation space in your mind. And those thoughts are going to swarm it like an angry bee's nest. And I want you to swat them away. Mm-mm. I'm staying centered and I'm staying focused on what is in front of me, not these thoughts off to the side. Get out of here. Swat them away with your hand. I have physically done it in a literal sense. Move my hand, swatting them away. Nope. Mm-mm. Not dealing that today. Not doing that. Take a moment and focus. This is not you. You will be okay. Keep breathing. I hope this helped you today. If you weren't having an attack, I hope this helps you in the future. I love you all. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed Friday. Continue loving yourself completely. If you have any questions, write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. And know that you are worth fighting this. I know it's exhausting. You are worth it. And you will get through this.